This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Cheryl Kruger, C-H-E-R-Y-L, middle initial A-K-R-U-G-E-R, date of birth 11-13-2023, requesting physician Robert Droege, R-O-B-E-R-T-D-R-O-E-G-E. Dear Dr. Droege, I have the pleasure of seeing Cheryl Kruger today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 78-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. On 10-19-2023, her eyes were checked because of the blurring of the vision, double vision. And the eye doctor changed the glasses. It did not help. Right eye started to droop. Initially, both eyes were closing, but now only right eye droop. No tingling, no weakness of the extremities, no shortness of breath, no swallowing difficulty. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital, where CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head were negative. Past medical history, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, TAVR, allergy to codeine, medication, methocarbamol, amlodipine, losartan, levothyroxine, rizuvastatin, aspirin, calcium, glucosamine, vitamin, omega-3, apple cider, hydrochlorothiazide, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother disease, father disease, cancer of the esophagus. No sister, 1 brother with dementia. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a drooping of the right eye, blurring of the vision, and double vision. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no disorder. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, rule out myasthenia gravis. Number 2, diplopia. Number 3, right-sided ptosis. Number four, blood vision. Number five, rule out brain aneurysm. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to order MRI of the brain and MRA of the head and neck with contrast. I also would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron total, iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.